All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, March 16th of 2024. Looking ahead, looks like we have a six-game NBA main slate today. We have a nine-game NHL main slate later this afternoon, but we have 14 NHL games total, so there's a bunch of smaller slates all throughout the day here. We have round three of the Players Championship for PGA. We have a 13-fight MMA card. We have trucks, and then we have cup race tomorrow on the NASCAR side of things. So ton of DFS action coming at you today and this weekend. If you're not signed up with SaberSim, check us out. We have a five-day no strings attached free trial. I always recommend people check us out on the weekends here. That way they get access to all of these sports and then get to still play during the middle of the week here. But for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. You can get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. We do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do this show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So happy Saturday. Thanks for tuning in, hanging out with me. If you guys have questions, now is a great time to get those in. We just have one question here, so I'm going to start with this. Probably we'll do like a build demo here, but today is definitely a good day to get some questions asked and answered. All right. First question here from Marcus. Marcus said, what's the best way to swap one player for another after lineups have been built before lock? So honestly, the best thing to do is probably going to be like to quick swap your lineups. What I would recommend, and let me just... All right, so I just got an entry file, so I'm going to go to NBA for today. I'm going to go to my contests. I'm going to click download template file from DraftKings. If you're using this, make sure you're just signed into DraftKings on the device that you're using, and then it will auto-download the correct entries file that matches the slate that you're building for. So now I have an entry file here, right? So I'm going to go to my build. I'm going to kick off some lineups. And I'm just going to build 500 lineups for this demo. I'm going to let these lineups run. All right, so lineups are building here. And lineups are just about finished. All right, so now we're in the post-build. Lineups are done. Let's say I'm building one lineup here. You know, when I'm happy with my lineup, I'm going to click save. And I'm going to download. So once I download those entry files, the entry file, that's basically me telling SaberSim, hey, this is the lineup that I'm playing, and this source is going to get updated. It's going to say build 1, 8:03 a.m. Now, when I go to my contest tab, it's also going to say the same thing. And if you have multiple contests, you can verify which lineup is in which contest by checking that contest, going to the right, opening up the lineup, and it'll show you, hey, this lineup is in this contest. And then, you know, if I were to uncheck it and like I had other contests here, I could uncheck one and then check another and then it'll update, right? But basically, now let's say for whatever reason, I'm in a crunch and I just want to like one for one swap every single player. So maybe I want to get rid of Do Sunmu, and maybe I want to, I don't know, who's like another point guard in that like 6K range here. Let's go to point guards. Okay, I have 200 salary. So maybe for some reason, I need to get rid of Do Sunmu and I want to put Jordan Poole in the lineup. Well, there's two ways to do this. Now, if you're building a single lineup, you can edit the lineup with the pencil icon. And then I can go in here, I could uncheck Do Sunmu, and then I could put in Jordan Poole. Now, the question came across as like, hey, you know, how do I do this for a lot of lineups, right? Now, if you wanted to do this on like a broader scale, what I would do is go to the lightning bolt icon, It's going to open up our quick swap. Now, what you do is you say replace, you click specific player, and then you're going to get the opportunity to choose that player. So I'm going to say Dosunmu, and then you have three options. Best available, which is just basically highest projected within the salary range and for the same position. Yeah, best from the same team. So somebody, if you wanted to like maintain correlations or maintain stacks, you know, in like NHL or like MLB, which is like right around the corner, this would be a good option. And then you have specific players. So then maybe I want to say, hey, replace Dosunmu with, and then I just go in here and I find Jordan Poole. And then I click apply. And then it's going to swap that player out in my CSV specifically. So in the build, I did it, but my CSV still has Dosunmu because I haven't resaved to my contests. So in this case, I'm doing it in my lineup file, and then I just click apply. I download those entries, and then I can go and upload them to the site. So that is going to work on like a little bit of a broader scale here. That's going to work for all of your lineups in your CSV, not just one. So you could do like manually one by one with the pencil, or you could do all of them with the red, with the lightning bolt icon. It will not light up since the player is not technically out. All right. Good question there. No more questions here at the moment. So I thought we'd mix it up today. I thought we'd do a little bit of a demo for MMA here, something that we don't normally do. So I'm going to go to MMA. Full disclosure, I don't play MMA like that seriously here. So I think this is good, right? Somebody trying out a new sport, somebody like not super just like hand in the dirt kind of approach here, just trying to rely on SaberSim and build some good lineups. So first thing I'm going to do is just make super minor changes to projections, right? I'm going to change it by 0.01 here for two players just so I can unlock my lineups. I'm not going to do anything else here. And I'm going to go to my settings. I'm going to switch to build mode sim. Sometimes it can be set to optimizer because if you load up a slate and we don't have projections for that slate yet, it will default to optimizer mode. Our MMA projections are like one thing that come up like pretty late. They usually come out like late afternoon on like Fridays here. So I know a lot of people will like come check for MMA projections aren't up yet. Build mode defaults to optimizer. Just make sure when you come back in here to change it back to sim mode. Okay. So then change it back to sim mode. Now, when we're building MMA lineups, two things come into play here. So one is you're going to see your sliders are 210, right? So correlation is on. Well, correlation technically won't matter if this don't use opposing fighters rule is checked automatically here. So it looks like it does check it automatically because you really don't want to play fighters from the same fight. The only time you would ever consider doing that is on like a super small slate. So this is like a 13 fight card. You know, there have been like way, way smaller cards in the past where you almost have to play some fighters against each other. And that is like where correlation would come into play. But just understand that if don't use opposing fighters is on, it doesn't matter where correlation is set to because it won't come into play. So correlation is literally only between fighters in the same match. So this could be zero, it could be 10, it won't change anything. Now, sim diversity, typically you want this on 10 because what you want to do is you want to take single fight simulations. So, you know, there's 13 fights. So what we would do is take a single simulation of how each fight played out, put them all together to create a single slate simulation, play that out, and then build the optimal lineup from that, put it into your pool, and then do that for the next lineup and the next lineup and the next lineup. So for sports like these where, you know, you have these like super binary outcomes, like you click on a player, it's like, okay, hey, these, you know, very these outcomes on the left are fights they lose. And then these outcomes on the more right side are fights where they probably win. Right. So you could see this range of outcomes here is very, very clear. Like, hey, this guy lost. Oh, hey, this guy won. You could kind of tell here. Right. So those sim diversity 10 builds are very good for that. Now, one thing that I'm going to do here that I like to do is I'm just going to put min salary at zero. I like to just allow the builder to build any type of lineup. I don't really care about, you know, salary constraints here, mostly because MMA is a sport where you're going to need an optimal lineup to win. And duplication is going to be super important, right? So duplication is going to come into play. So typically, like, hey, if the builder is like finding these lower salary lineups that are ultimately grading out well in the sim, well, hey, maybe I want to get to some of those, right? So I don't want to constrain the ability to find those lineups because I know that they could ultimately end up being unique. Now, how many the builder builds below that threshold, you know, we could actually check, but let's just see, right? So the way I could check, right, is go into my sorting metrics and sort by salary inversely, right? So if I start descending, it's going to show me the high salary lineups. I want to see the lower salary lineups. So remember that default salary was like 47.5. Well, hey, when I let the builder do what it wants, it's building some lineups at 45,000, 45.1, 45.7, 46.1. So still using salary, but you know, there are definitely a handful of lineups here that it wouldn't have otherwise built, and probably honestly that I'm probably just fine playing in the first place, right? Like these lineups have a lot of ownership, you know, they're not like some crazy off the wall lineups here. They seem fine. So I like to have these in my pool. All right, now there's two different Saber scores here. There's Saber score Sim Diversity 10 and MMA default. I did a video describing the difference between these two, and that is over on our YouTube channel. And I will just plug that here for you guys. So if you go to YouTube, you go to playlists, and you go down to Dominate MMA DFS with Saber Sim. Understanding Saber score for MMA DFS. So I'm going to drop this here in the chat. It's a little confusing at first, but when you kind of get the hang of it or understand, you know, why there are two different Saber scores, it makes a lot more sense here. But basically, the too long didn't read of the video is that the MMA Sim Diversity 10 includes Sim Optimals as a variable and the MMA default doesn't. And the reason for that is because Sim Diversity, only at Sim Diversity 10 will Sim Optimals be generated. So what a Sim Optimal is, it's like, hey, this is the best lineup that could be built when we take single, you know, game simulations, single fight simulations of how a slate could play out. Now, when we're building at like 9, 8, 7 Sim Diversity, we're taking groups of Sims, so you don't get that like optimal effect. So that's why we have two different Saber scores. So I built this on Sim Diversity 10. So I'm going to use Sim Diversity 10 here as the sorting method here. Now that I'm in the post build, you know, one thing that I would probably do is I would go figure out, you know, what contest am I playing, right? And let's say I am playing the $1 20 max. Well, I know that in MMA, duplication is important here. So what I want to do is I want to take into account how many players, how many lineups are going to be in my contest and do some type of geo mean calculation. So I see for the 20 max here that there are 29,726 lineups. So I want to, you know, take that into account when deciding what lineups I'm going to take with me into my contest. So I'm going to pull up my calculator and I'm going to do a geometric mean formula here. So what I'm going to do is say, hey, I want to not play lineups that have a geometric mean where I'm projecting for more than 20 dupes, let's just say, as like a baseline. So then I'm going to go parentheses 20 divided by the number of entries in my contest, which was 29,726 to the power of 1 divided by the number of players in my lineup, which is 6, close the parenthesis, click the equals, and my geo mean is going to be rounded to decimals here. So 29.6. So what I need to do now is go back to my lineups. And you can do this two ways. If you're on pro or above, you can use a custom metric here. And you would go to add metric and then you would write one that looks like this. So I can name it geo mean just for my own knowledge of what it's presenting me. And then I go to my own product geo mean value. If you are on like the standard subscription or the starter, what you could do is set it up as a rule. So then I would go to my lineup rules. I would go to aggregate and then I would set it up basically the same, saying my own geo mean no more than 29.6. And then I would rebuild my lineups. So that'll make sure that no lineup
is built above that value here, but I have the ability to filter here. So I'm going to go to my lineup filters. And since I created a custom metric, it will be available to me in this dropdown. So I'm going to say show lineups with geo mean less than 29.6. And then what the builder is going to do is it's going to go look at all the lineups that were generated, and then it's going to remove the ones where the lineup geo mean is higher than that value. So it's trashing 11 lineups right out of the gate here. I could do a couple things. I could go and revise my calculation. Like, hey, maybe I want to try see what 10 dupes does, right? And like, you know, I would be okay. You know, 11 lineups isn't that many. Like, maybe I would go higher and like get rid of like 10 to 20% of my pool here. I think that's like totally fine. But for the sake of this example, I'm going to be okay with this. So then now I have my 20 lineups. I've done a little bit of filtering for duplication here. Now I'm going to see, you know, what my risks look like, right? So I want to scroll down to the last lineup in my set. I want to sort by leverage here. And then, you know, I just kind of want to see like what some of these things look like. What I'm mostly looking at is a couple columns. I'm looking at ownership. I am looking at exposure. I am looking at pool percent and leverage, right? We just released a new update where you can move some columns around. So let's say that, you know, I don't need two projection columns. I can just move this other SaberSim projection out of the way. Maybe I don't need my adjusted ownership or my SaberSim ownership. I'm fine with the my own column. And when you move those columns, they get saved on a sport by sport basis now. So they're going to stay where they are. And then if, you know, you open up MMA next time, they should still be in the same spot. So now I could, you know, kind of see the salaries, the opponent, the projection, the ownership, and then those same columns that I was already looking at, kind of just in like a little bit of a smaller view here. Now, I think a general rule, which is like fine to follow, is when looking at leverages, you know, to be comfortable with like 2 to 3x a player's ownership here. So like Lusa is, you know, about 34% owned, and we're getting about like 70% exposure here. I think that's fine. You know, if you wanted to do less, I think that's fine too. Mostly just like looking at the plays that you're taking a stand on, right? So these positive leverage plays are basically plays that you have more than the average user does in the contest. And then the negative leverage are plays that you have less. So those are the things that I like to look at the most here, is just like, who are we taking a stand on? Who are we taking a stand against here? I don't really see anything weird here. People ask me, you know, hey, do you use min uniques with MMA? I think you can, right? Like, let's see what two min uniques does, right? So it takes us from lineup 20 down to lineup 23. So we've only skipped a couple of lineups here. If I go to min uniques of 3, it takes us down to lineup 64. If I go to min uniques of 4, it takes us all the way down to 415. So in my opinion, 4 would probably be a little too high for me. I would be comfortable playing up to 3 here, because I'm still pretty close to being in like the top 10% of my pool. I'm still in like the top 10 to 20% here. So I think 3 is fine. It diversifies you. You're not going too far down in your pool to get lineups. I think 2 is fine too. It really just kind of depends. Ultimately, Mini Neeks is just a tool to help you figure to adjust some of your leverages, to spread out some of your risk. You know, there's not a wrong or right number here. So I would play around with it and kind of figure out where you want to be. But ultimately, you know, any of these values is fine. You know, I'm pretty comfortable with what we're seeing. So I would be happy submitting these lineups and going about my day. But that is what I would do here. And then, you know, you would just use save to my contest. When you had that entries file here, the same way we were showing for NBA earlier, just make sure you get your entry file in there. But that is, you know, building MMA lineups for today's slate. All right, looks like some questions came in here while I was doing that demo. Zach said, how do I best use Saber Score for NASCAR? So let's just hop over there. And let's look at NASCAR. We'll look at the cup race tomorrow. So I don't know. Okay, so qualifying hasn't happened yet. So let's go back to last week. Okay. So single game Saber score is going to be really similar here, just because as long as you have that sim optimals variable as an option, that's what you're really looking for, because that's going to hold a lot of weight when building these simulations here. So what I would use for duplication with NASCAR, with Formula One, I don't know about League of Legends, probably not golf, but like NFL Showdown, NBA Showdown, sports like that. So I would just stick with the single game Saber score option. All right, question. If I'm only using one lineup in MMA, should I build standard 5,000 lineups or 500 is enough? So two things here. So one is that if you're using a traditional optimizer, the way that it works is that it builds your highest projected lineup, and then it builds your second highest projected, and then your third. Well, with the way we use the sims, we're randomly sampling the sims. We build your lineup. The lineup goes into your pool. We do that for however many lineups you request. Then after the fact, then all the lineups get graded. So in theory, your best lineup could be generated last. So if you have time, just build as many lineups as you can. Now, do you have to build 5,000? Probably not, but it doesn't hurt to do it if you have the time to do it. Full disclosure, like for showdowns, I typically build 2,500. That's because at Sim Diversity 10, the builder can take a little bit longer to generate lineups. Building on Sim Diversity 10 is just a little bit more of an intensive problem for the computer to solve. So I just typically use a pool size of 2,500 just for time savings, because it can like really start to crawl toward the end of the build there. But that is why I would recommend building more lineups than less typically here. All right. John said, smash that like button. Appreciate you, John. All right. Question. How can we find out what teams that the coaches do not pull their players in the case of a blowout? Honestly, you know, you're probably just going to have to like get your hand in the dirt and like just go look at like scores. So, you know, what I would do here is like, let's say that I want to look at like, hey, you know, who does Boston play in a blowout? So then what I would do is probably just like go to Basketball Reference, look up Jason Tatum. Basketball Reference is like a good free source here. You go to the game logs for this year. You know, look at this column where it says like how much they won by, and then maybe just like go and look at like some of the most outlier games. Like it looks like they beat Brooklyn by 50 points one game. Just like go and look at this game and then just see like what bench players got the most run or like who got the most run, right, from Boston. And it looks like, okay, in this game, it looks like Preshard ended up playing the most minutes with like 31, more than any starter. So it looks like basically most of the starters sat, and then a lot of the bench guys came in here, and then Preshard was like leading the charge for their second unit when they probably took over for all the starters. So you're going to have to do some research like that, but Basketball Reference is like a pretty good option. All right, Rashid said, if you have SaberSim through True DFS, are you eligible for the golf contest still? So I would say as long as you're following the requirements, then yeah. So what Rashid is talking about is our birdie, the birdie contest, PGA mini challenge that we announced this week. So if you guys missed that, this is what it looks like here. So we're doing like a 4-week challenge here, where if you max out the $3.20 max birdie on DraftKings, you're eligible for prizes here. So there's prizes for participating all 4 weeks. There are weekly prizes. And, you know, the requirements are have an active SaberSim subscription, which if you're subscribed to SaberSim through True DFS, that still sounds like a subscription. If you're using our logo, if you're maxing out the contest and you fill out this form, I think you're all set. So, you know, having SaberSim through True DFS, having SaberSim through Run Pure Sports, I think are still considered active subscriptions, if you ask me. So I could find out clarification on that. But as of right now, I would probably say you're good. So I'll make a note here on my end. Partner sub golf challenge. I'll check here, but all things considered, I think you're fine. All right. Neil said, I like to call the head coach before the game and ask which players they will put on. Hey, man, you know, some of these things you can find out. You know what I mean? I give him a hard time, but like, hey, doing what I just like showed, you could kind of figure that out. So I actually made a lot of money doing that one time. It was like a Josh Okogie slate for Phoenix, and they like blew out the Clippers, and Okogie ended up playing a bunch, and I had a lot of Okogie at like 1%. So don't, you know, those edges are out there. You just got to find them. All right. Let me take a quick peek here. Looking in the Discord, looks like we're all caught up there. Looks like we're all caught up here in the YouTube chat. So appreciate you guys tuning in on a Saturday morning here. Good luck in all of your contests this weekend. I will be right back here Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.